Antigua, Armenia, Australia, Belgium, Brazil, Chechnya, Hungary, Ireland, Japan, Latvia, Mexico, Nigeria, Philippines, Russia, Slovenia, South Africa, United States.
Greetings, netizens around the world. The planet is listening to the world's first politics show for Generation E, Mick Williams Cyberlion, coming at you via the internet, coast to coast, by satellite and podcast. I'm sorry, I did that wrong. Scratch out that satellite. Okay, that's better. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, my name is Mick Williams, and politic is my business. The dulcet tones of Video Bob will not be heard tonight due to forces beyond our control. Well, his control. He's out of town. And so we will dispense of that with him next week. A couple of things I got to throw out to you. This is the show for 13 August 2022. And for the boys and girls in the records archives, thousands of miles below the Earth's crust, record number 22-33-1. Also want to remind you that I want to thank those of you listening to us on KELY AM 1230 and our manager Wyatt Cox, our guest, well, we're the guest of him anyway, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Sunday Pacific time. And also want to welcome on board back again the people at KBEU FM 92, Candom, Arkansas, where PD Doc Bryce has been hosting us. We had a few little hiccups and things, having problems. And so we were unable to be on for a while. And now you're hearing us again as we speak right now. Sorry about that. I think my heart just started to move around like a Winkle rotary engine. But anyway, couple of things there that we want to tell you about. And that is those two stations that are now back in line with us. Through no fault of our own of management. And so we are happy to oblige. And also you can listen to the podcast of these shows. Go over to cyber-line.com, scroll down, and you'll see all of the places we can go. And then you'll see a link in big capital letters about us being on the USA Radio Network. Are we? I don't know. It says we are. Click it. You should hear us. And that is from 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern time over most of, you know, these stations. Not sure where they are, but okay. So anyway, you'll be able to listen to us live from there, too, anytime. If, you know, maybe your town doesn't have us. But we're working on that because our affiliate relations people, they're, you know, down thousands of miles below the Earth's crust making phone calls. So, what have I got for you tonight? There's a lot of things. First off, news just came down. Did you love the McPlant? Was it a great burger? No? Okay, well, pretty much you're in the role, because before we came on the air, according to CNBC and SFGate.com, McDonald's has withdrawn the McPlant from their menu. Now, two things are happening there. How's that going to affect earnings for McDonald's? Most of all, what's that going to do to Beyond Meat? Beyond Meat has already had issues where they've laid off people due to weakening sales. And this has not, in the quarters that they have talked about, have not been affected. So they have several places, I think, that they've done. Tim Hortons doing the breakfast sausage and a few things. Possible is also a competitor. There's been a big row this past week about them having sausage patties on the menu at Cracker Barrel, which is, you know, old-style country cooking. And there ain't no meatless meat in old-style country cooking, according to customers. And so we'll see how that plays out. The other thing is, did you like it? I invested in Beyond Meat. Full disclosure, I made damn good money off of Beyond Meat, especially when it was rooting around about $200, $300 a share. Man, I rode that puppy up and down and all the way around and lost in options and calls and puts and everything else. I made some righteous money off that thing. And, of course, now I think it's below $100. And But the product, I thought it was fine. I've bought some of the patties in the stores. Like any other thing, like you do with hamburger, I doctor it up. Get you some of that McCormick's Montreal steak seasoning or make your own seasoning like you maybe do with a burger. Press that in the meat and cook that sucker down and you have a pretty good burger. But I just find it funny that, you know, you get all these vegetarians, the pita people and all these people going, there's no vegetarian options on the menu. And then they did this before, years ago. And McDonald's capitulated because, okay, here's the salad. Remember the salads? I don't even know if they're still on the menu. Does anybody order a salad from McDonald's? But there was a time they did. And they even had a meatless burger back then when they capitulated. But it wasn't like the complexity of Beyond Meat. And quite frankly, if I've had Boca burgers, they're not bad. But, you know, if you had a choice between a Boca burger and a Beyond Meat burger, or maybe even an Impossible burger. I haven't had one yet, but Burger King, far as I know, has still got theirs. If you like that kind of thing, maybe you better tap on Burger King's door, because now with this gone, maybe they might look at each other and say, well, McDonald's ain't doing it, neither are we. But, yeah, I've found the Beyond Meat burger versus a bean burger and rice and everything like Boca is. And don't get me wrong, Boca, for what it is good. But you compare the two, there's no comparison. Beyond Meat, hands down. But now, here we are some years later, and they're trying to satisfy the vegans and everything else. And guess what? Nobody's buying it. And so, whoop, off the menu it goes. But I'll tell you what, that chicken sandwich they've got that they're trying to hit against Chick-fil-A, I'll tell you what, man, that's pretty good. Make you want to go straight to the cigarette. That is a nice, juicy little thing. I don't get the pickles. I hate the pickles. Throw some mayonnaise on it. Oh, man, it's wonderful. Anyway, so some of the things we're going to talk about tonight. Walmart is trying to build a streaming service again. Andrew 12 is running on very little amount of devices. And before you know it, blink your eyes, here comes 13. Scientists, trying to remember we did this last week because we talked about so much and I think it got past me. But scientists have tried to pass off a piece of chorizo as a distant star. Do you play with Google Duo? Have you gotten a little sign that says, welcome to Google Meet? No, that's not Beyond Meat. That's Google Meat. And looks like the Duo slowly is going away. And Peloton, while we're talking about stocks and everything, their shares jumped as the company announces price hikes. Well, the company has also announced layoffs and closing of stores and everything else. And I don't understand this thing with Peloton. Peloton is the most expensive coat hanger. I mean, electric health bicycle that you can possibly get. You know, you got the little people there on the video and telling you how to sweat and everything. And it's fantastic. But, God, it's expensive. And then COVID came in. And they got a bump because nobody could go to the gym. But one of the best things they did was they took that software that's on the bike and they put it into a handheld device. So you could go download an app and watch that same video stuff from your phone, your tablet, whatever, stick it on your own cheap bike. And you could sit there and be huffing and puffing away in your rec room or whatever you've got on a bike that cost you pennies on the dollar versus the Peloton bike. But then the weird thing was, to save money, you would think the online chain and everything would make sense. Well, they opened up stores. Now you can go in and look at the bike and try the bike and everything. Then there was, of all things, I put in for a call center. I think it was about a year ago. There was a Peloton call center down the road from us, and they were paying $20 an hour. Yes. And all you had to do was, you know, answer the phone. My bike don't work. I can't get my software up. I got to troubleshoot the bike. Troubleshoot a bike. You believe this? Troubleshooting a bike. Really? No, it's true with Peloton. So, $20 an hour, 8 hours, sitting on a phone, troubleshooting. Yeah, I didn't get the job. But that's their loss. But now, I'm out in traffic, right? There's vans. They have Peloton vans that go out and fix the bike on site. And I guess maybe they call back to the mothership and get some breakdown or something, or you dispatch a technician to come out and look at your bike. It's like having Fios, only hopefully the bike doesn't break down as much. So, ooh, I know, I'm going straight to hell for that one. Anyway, suck it, Verizon. So, anyway, the bikes have been that way. So now, with everything going on, they've announced price increases. The bikes were already pretty expensive as it was. And they're now talking about announcing layoffs. So see how that goes. So in the streaming wars, good night, nurse. Just when you thought it was safe to go and turn on your Roku again, well, guess what, folks? They've hiked the prices. So Disney's numbers came out, and you remember, I dropped Disney. I told you before about how much it costs to go to a park. The park people are upset because of the Florida Disney bill, which isn't real. It does has nothing to do with those words. Look at it. Read it. It's out there on the net. Don't let the press lie to you. It's not there. So anyway, we figured it was going to be a big boycott on Disney Plus. That didn't happen. So turns out they were expecting 147 million actual subscribers. That's what they expected to have in the numbers that came out this week. Not only did anybody decrease, but they exploded even further because the expected was 147 million. The actual subscriber base in the last quarter grew to 152.1 million subscribers. Well, now, not to be outdone, they're going to hike themselves up from $6.99, which not too long ago they bumped, I think at the beginning of the year, to $7.99. And sometime in October, $10.99. They're going to put in a Disney Plus ads thing, but you can keep your old price, but you got to suffer through ads. I don't know, guys. Every time you turn around, it's about as bad as cable. You get all these apps, you think you're saving money, they keep jacking a rent up on you. I saw this lady from B of A, Bank of America. She tracks the Disney stock, and she says, oh, well, it's been undervalued, you know, because they have Star Wars, and they have the Marvel Universe, and they have all the Disney stuff all lumped together. It's very undervalued. So $10.99 is a good price. They're actually losing money on that. And I was like, I don't know. Maybe they are. Maybe they aren't. I think she's not right, but oh well. So speaking of loss, there was already projections when it came out at the end of the year that they were supposed to break even in 2025 and they'd hit profit in 2026. So maybe them jacking it up to, what, additional $3 a month? That might get them to be profitable in 2025? I don't know. But Hulu is also doing their thing. They're upping it by $3. And that's another thing. Do you have Hulu Plus? Because I'll tell you what, Philo and a bunch of them are really putting out ads to kick Hulu Plus. My dad had Hulu Plus. I acquired it. I like Hulu Plus, and I get all my locals. But then it suddenly jumped up to $76 a month. It's like, God, I'm back at cable. And I don't, and that's not even including Discovery Plus. It's not including Hulu, Disney and all the other stuff that people, you know, get to. Netflix, that one too. And I was like, why? So I killed it. And I barely got Hulu as it is. Now they want another $3 on me, unlimited with no ads. We'll see. So anyway, we got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about tonight. And Instagram has got filters and stuff, which is rather fascinating. And we'll talk about that as well. So hang on tight, folks. Welcome again to KBEU 92 Candom. And this is Mick Williams by himself. God knows what he will say next. You're listening to Mick Williams Cyberline, the world's first politics show. We'll be right back. Mick Williams Cyberline with you. Host 2020 at cyber-line.com, facebook.com/cyberlinenet, and the ever-loving Tweety at Cyberline USA. Don't forget you can go to cyber-line.com, scroll down to the bottom, and you'll find all the places we are. All the podcasts are available from Spreaker on down. And also, if you look at the link there that's in all caps and click it, you'll be able to listen to the Spreaker feed of us live on Saturdays from 10 to midnight Eastern Time. Our social media czarina Amy Lynn taking care of that for us as always. And I tell you what, if I was advertising with Facebook and everything, I don't think I'd want to. Because between them and Apple they have screwed up advertising so bad. Yeah, I know people don't like ads. Yeah, I know people don't like your data being sold. But if they're going to do it, you know, do it. But now they've got these filters on Instagram. And if I were to put out an ad for a weight loss product, say Jenny Craig or was it Nutrisystem or whatever the case might be. I mean, there's so much soda is a big thing here. I don't know. They're national. Maybe they're in your area. But anyway, now if you wanted to put in those, well, Instagram has a sensitive content control and it has certain filters they put in. Well, now as of June 6th, you can now filter out weight loss related ads on the news feeds. Widens the feature that Instagram introduced last summer by allowing people to filter content on more than just their Explorer page. Company wrote in its statement, in addition to Explorer, you will now be able to control the amount of sensitive content and accounts you see in search, reels, accounts you might follow, hashtag pages, and in-feed recommendations. The body weight control topic has been the latest to be included on a list of topics that can be filtered out of users' daily feeds. Other social media apps have made similar decisions in recent years. TikTok had banned fasting app ads. Really? Wow. There's a lot of people out there fasting. And they're part of a balanced breakfast or something. I don't know. That's funny. And then, they restricted advertisements from promoting negative body images in 2020. What is a negative body image anyway? You know, in this day and age, the way I see people running around doing all sorts of goofy crap, Marilyn Monroe was one of the most beautiful people on the planet, as I recall. And in this day and age, they would be fat shaming her. I kid you not. I've actually seen people do it in social media. Thank goodness she's not here to see it. But anyway, it's unclear if Instagram was following their lead over at TikTok. It seems to be TikTok is definitely, boy, they got Zuckerberg by the chest hairs. It's bad. Every time I turn around, I say, oh, we got to put this in. Where do you think Reels came from? TikTok. Now they're trying to move away from you and me communicating and trying to make Facebook more like TikTok. I'll tell you what, he's jealous. It's got to be. So Kate Bundenberg, she's a body neutral influencer. And she says, it's unclear if Instagram was following TikTok's lead or made its changes as a result of a petition created by her. And she created it to encourage Instagram to include an option for filtering weight loss ads and a sensitive content control feature. Titian's description wrote, to some, these ads may be harmless and they can scroll on, but for some, these ads are triggering and dangerous. Oh, and look, there's her Instagram, Katie Bundenberg. And, wow. Titian received over 30,000 supporters. Less than a year later, Instagram updated the feature. I don't know if it was us. I don't know if Instagram just came to their senses, but most importantly, we can now ask not to see weight loss ads, she wrote in her caption. And then, of course, it gives you listings here on how to do it. Wow. What's next? What else are they going to be offended by? Certainly not TikTok, obviously. All right, you're listening to Big William Cyberline, the world's first politic talk show. We'll be right back.